The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Right. Do not hit it.
You do not hit.
Stop.
Okay. I swing at the darkness.
Oh, sorry. You missed the darkness. Do we happen to remember?
I critically failed.
I win.
Do we remember what emotion I was?
No.
Or,
no.
Or were we just you were horribly depressed.
Oh, yeah. We're falling, but why don't you roll it again?
It depends if we've camped. If
we've rested.
We've had, no, yeah.
We haven't had an extended rest. We just had a rush
short
rest.
And I'm still massively depressed. Do you guys want to camp in the middle of the, well, the camp after your first encounter of the day? It's, you know, probably close to noon, and, you know, yeah.
After the beating we got, yeah.
Anyone to camp just in the pit?
Yeah.
They won't. Standing room only. Some people have to hold others. Yeah.
They'd never think to look for us in the pit.
All right. After defeating the hobgoblin slavers, you returned with the survivors to Brook Hollow. The air was tense and uneasy, as if a shadow was hovering over everyone in town. Resolute, you and your companions set out to investigate the keep, an ancient place from the days of the old empire. Whatever the reason behind its solitude, one fact is clear. Within two short decades after the collapse of the old empire, the keep was abandoned and left to fall apart and decay. As the legend goes, it was on a grisly night about 80 years ago that the commander of the keep garrison, Sir Keegan, put into motion the events that led to the keep's downfall. At the stroke of midnight on that fateful day, Sir Keegan began to systematically slaughter every resident of the keep. His own wife and children were first to fall to his blade, and then his trusted advisors, and finally, many of the soldiers under his command. Sir Keegan was too skilled for any one soldier to defeat, yet eventually the garrison managed to respond with an organized defense. Although many brave soldiers died, they managed to drive the Mad Knight into the passages beneath the keep and finally dispatch him. Sir Keegan's ghost is said to roam the corridors beneath the ruins, wailing in grief over the tragedy of his life. The people of Brook Hollow avoid the place, and the mere mention of the keep is considered
an emo ghost
by many of the farmers and villagers. Upon first reaching the infamous keep, you found it is indeed being used by goblins, as some had cleared a path through the rubble and pulled aside the wreckage to reveal a stone staircase that descended into the darkness.
I still call him an emo ghost.
My life is a dark pit of festering darkness.
Yes, he likes to wail and cut himself.
That's right, emo kid.
Which doesn't work because he doesn't have any ghost touch stuff. So he's like, God, son of a bitch. Anyway, that's always so
pissed. Don't cry, emo ghost.
Yeah. Your initial encounter with the goblins went well, and you believe the goblins have yet to sound an alarm of your arrival.
That's because someone managed to shoot his ass in the back with a bow.
No, someone managed to skewer him with a halberd.
Such a coward!
Your irons you got in the fire right now still are Lord Padraig promised you 250 gold pieces if you stopped Calrell from opening the rift. There's still a spy somewhere in Brook Hollow, and there are indeed goblins using the keep for some purpose. And hobgoblin slavers were also taking captives toward the keep, and you dispatched them as well.
Where are they?
The slaves?
Yes, them too.
Sweet!
We wanted to dispatch one of them, because he was a whiny git.
If you guys can see it all, this is sort of map of the surrounding area. It's Brook Hollow, it's the keep is sort of between Brook Hollow and Kynrim. or on the edge of the waste, south of the Millwood.
Dude, it's so wasted.
I know. Whoa.
I'm freaking mad.
Map of Brook Hollow. This is the keep that you've explored thus far. This is where the pit was, and all of the lovely goblins that were. This was their goblin barracks, and this was several stacks of foodstuffs and whatnot.
Come up here.
Basically, when we left off last time, you guys took a short rest, and there were three different doors. One of the goblins was running towards this door to open it, and had opened it and was about to scream down some stairs, but then got scared and died. There's some double doors over here, and then there's three different sets of doors up in this area.
Or does it look like Meltham?
Now, obviously there's still Iron Tooth, who is now very dead, who had organized the bullywugs in the raiding parties.
We picked up Clark.
There's Clark, of course, who has grown very attached to your dragonborn. He stinks, he vomits, he rubs up against him, etc. Then there's Ernest Padraig, obviously the Lord of Brook Hollow, Savannah Rafton, the innkeeper. Valthrun the Prescient is the fat sage who lives in a tower in Brook Hollow and has lots of books and whatnot. Ilion the Old is the old pig farmer, the toothless pig farmer. That is, you guys told there's a spy in town, and he's now eyeing everyone very suspiciously. is Ninarin, who is the elf hunter, who drinks alone and is very bitchy.
Post I know works as a spy.
Delphina is Moongem, is the sort of aloft elf girl who sells flowers from her cart in the market. She was the one who told you guys about the goblins that were around the keep. There's Sarah Coalstriker of the Village Smiths, very dirty and unkept. You guys really haven't talked to Berwin Wilderson, but from what you understand, he's a very cultured man. He's been around. Ron Keltham is the captain of the Brook Hollow Regulars, town guard. And then Sister Lenora is a young priestess of Palor who is running the temple. And obviously Rhea Padraig, the wife of Lord Padraig, speaks with a horrible stutter because of some bad interaction with magic many years ago.
Bad magic juju.
Yes, very bad magic juju.
Very bad magic juju. We come in casting spells. Bunch of flowers. She just freaks out.
Prestidigitation!
But essentially, when you guys left off last time, you were given. You basically have a few different directions you can go. Did you have an idea of where you wanted to go, or do you need to see the map again?
I might as well just leave you all here. I'm useless.
Flop on the ground.
I leave him.
I'll take the back end of my hammer and poke him a couple of times. You're not totally useless. You make a good space heater. Besides, who else is going to soak up damage?
Me.
Who else is going to soak up damage?
Hey, remember, we're here for the Dwarven Ale, buddy.
Yes, you guys learned that there's some Dwarven Ale on the...
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, this is something that I missed, huh?
Yeah. Yes. We drank the horrible human ale, and I was like, oh, I missed Dwarven Ale. And the lady's like, well, there was going to be Dwarven Ale, but it was on the truck that was stolen. And both of us looked at each other and said, we must go to the ruins.
We must rescue the ale.
Yes, so that is your impetus to
save the ale.
Save the Dwarven Ale.
Oh, and... Some dark rift, whatever.
Ale.
You need to save the ale.
A dwarf's got to have her priorities.
True.
Well, they can't heal on empty alcohol.
Well, alcohol reason.
Yeah.
Yes. Dwarves, the lower a dwarf's blood alcohol content is, the worse they are. So I always carry around an alcohol skin.
I love Rochelle. She's so dumb.
Okay.
All right.
Boy, you'd think that's very stereotypical of them.
Here is the map. These are double doors here. Single door there leads to stairs going down that the goblin
would
yell down.
The way
and then,
that
there's,
he was trying to go.
Then there's three different doors up in this little alcove up here.
My thought is whoever or whatever he was about to give acknowledgement that we're here is still potentially a threat, and we should deal with that.
Is that to the left?
That's down the staircase.
Yeah.
Which is
to the left.
Don't know what my opinion matters, but we should clear the top level so we don't leave any enemies at our back.
Right. So just so you know, up here is, as you guys sort of hook around in there, and I'm assuming you're doing so quietly. The corridor widens to a long, narrow chamber. Doors are set in the northern and western walls, and an iron double door stands to the east. Faint bloodstains streak the floor between the western door and the northern door.
Let's go there first.
I will weep quietly.
Ooh, it's all gooey.
And you guys can give me a perception check when you're looking around up there.
Oh, yeah.
22.
25.
Oh, wow.
Crap. Hey, give me that.
Oh, sorry.
Thought yours that. Is that one.
No, it's the same color as one of my sets.
Pretty sure it comes out of my bag.
Yeah.
Andre, what'd you get?
I got a 20 with a plus one.
Becca?
I'm counting.
That's a hard roll. Let's go shopping.
No, no. Add
that's just your bonus.
Your bonus.
Yeah, that's what's down here.
So 13 plus 11 is 24.
No, I got a 17. Thank you. You just picked up my dice.
28.
Okay.
42.
Then you all succeed when you're poking around up there, and to the north, you hear the excited babble of goblin voices beyond the door.
Goblins get excited?
Apparently.
All the time.
Woo!
Yeah, no kidding.
Where's a mage when you need one?
Exactly. So that's just the north where we hear the goblins?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go north.
And I'm going to take a quick peek in the other two doors to make sure there's nothing coming out of them at us come in from behind.
It's going to be bad.
Hey, look at that door, look at that
They
door.
Came from behind.
Came at us from behind.
Okay, I'm going to crack the door open and peek at first. We're not going to knock the door in and announce it.
I got a natural 20 on my sneak check.
Crack it.
All right. So you want to open... stealthily open that door.
Yeah, I got a 23 total. Natural 20 on my stealth check. I walk up and go...
I got a 12.
A 20 doesn't mean the door doesn't creak, though.
That's true.
That's why I went...
Hey, my help if I actually got my dice.
It just means the wind blew the door open.
Yeah, it might help if I actually brought dice.
Wind? What wind?
Where did you get
any dice?
Hey, you were last week.
You didn't bring your dice?
Nope.
Yes. Oh. No, I mean,
yeah, that might be a good thing.
No. Oh, look, another critical.
Yeah.
Those are Andre's dice. Andre's dice hate players.
And I don't hide my dice. I have to hide my dice to not kill my players.
Oh, dear God, heaven.
Okay. I'm sure there's D20 in there somewhere.
The floor shakes when Andre drops his dice bag.
Whoa.
Cats run in fear.
The world is falling apart.
All right, and you got a...
23, natural 20.
All right.
So I'm like... doing the whole...
It would help if you stopped singing
you hear, music. You're pretty sure... now, you're opening the double doors or this door?
I'm peeking through the double doors.
I'm opening the single door.
You open the double doors and...
I just push it open just a little bit.
Push it open a little bit, and there's some flickering candlelight from in there.
I can see, I have dark vision or whatever it's called, or low light vision.
Well, what it is it's a hallway that goes down, and then there's flickering candlelight from around the corner. So the hallway goes in, and then there's a room there. And you hear some, like, the shuffling of cards, and some sort of like...
horses playing poker?
You get in some coin, you know, clicking on the table.
Over to him.
Orvin Sneak.
The frivolities of youth, I'll tell you what. Wait till he gets a few more years under him.
He honestly doesn't really know how to sneak very well, so he's like...
Can I actually get the years over him?
So it's like... He sneaks. This is how he sees the monsters do it in all the you know, the plays, so... He's...
And sadly, it's working.
Really freaking well.
All right. You open up the other door, and it looks like there's small room. This is the door.
The small door.
The west door.
Yes.
This one?
Yeah.
The west door. Open that door, and it opens up to a smaller room that has some crates and various barrels in them.
Oh. Okay, but it's there's no sign
doesn't
of...
doesn't seem to be anyone in there, no. But it is a dark room.
With rats? I hate rats. They drive me crazy.
You don't see rats.
Crazy? I was crazy once. They put me in a round room and told me to sit in a corner. I couldn't find a corner, so I sat in the middle. You never heard that
works?
Yes.
Yes, of course I've heard it.
I'm going to take a quick once around the room just to make sure that there's nobody in there going to come in from behind us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not actually stopping to look for anything.
Smelling all the barrels.
Hello, you boys and girls.
Right, the ale. I forgot about that.
Are there any barrels in there?
Yes, he said there were.
Does anything? Do any of these appear to be anything that would be like alcoholic barrels of liquid?
Alcoholic
quick,
barrels?
What
are you going to do with the barrels once you get them?
We're going to take them back to the inn. And
some of it smells like it's rotten food, but you know that's going to be overpowering smell coming from in there.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm going to do a quick once around, make sure there's nobody in there, and then get back out of the main area.
All right.
So, can we bar that door in any way? Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Can we bar that door? We'll deal with the noisy room. We'll bar this door. That way nobody can come in from behind it.
It opens into the room, so.
So we can't put anything in front of it.
Right.
How do the door handles? Do the handles like this that open it, or is it like just a door you push open?
No, it's got a handle.
So it's got like something we can slide something through, so when they pull the door, it goes...
Excellent. Then I'm going to go back to the other room and extract something that I can wedge into the door handles.
Okay. What are you talking about? I'm just going to take one of the short swords that we have and just go...
Oh, that works.
Okay. You do so.
Done and done. All right, now let's go into this middle door and kick some butt.
Okay.
Would our fearless leader like to offer a word of encouragement?
We're all going to die.
They're all going to die!
I don't think that's what he said.
I'll sneak.
All right.
Clearly.
Are you sure you should have taken a couple levels in Rogue?
I was like, damn, where'd he go?
Ninja.
Like in the middle of the room doing a dance.
We need to move stuff, so.
Oh.
I love that
game. No.
And Stubbs the Zombie, you have a dance off against the police chief.
Yeah, that is so funny.
That's why we need to get the game.
So, like, it's funny because it's all, like, classic music redone. It's, like, into contemporary style. There's songs like
Lollipop, Mr. Sandman, all the 50s classics.
To a pulsing bass beat. Doom, 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 doom.
My boyfriend, ironically, I thought they timed it perfectly when I burst into a room and I first bit into someone's skull that says, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop. I was like,
awesome.
My brain! I love how the people scream things like,
my brain! My brain!
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite arm!
Yeah.
My favorite arm.
My favorite arm.
Because you can rip off people's arms and beat them with it.
Yeah. You know they're planning on doing a sequel to that game.
Oh, thank goodness. Michael. I love that game.
I have to have it.
Mm-hmm. It's cheap, too. It's like $5 on Steam.
It is well worth every friggin' dime.
And, of course, its requirements are so low, it's like...
Yeah, even my laptop can run it at this point.
Yeah.
That's that small room. Yeah. All right. Place yourselves on Le Mepha.
I can't find myself.
You know, soul searching is really rather a better thing to do when you're not in the middle of a dungeon.
You're in the wall.
So this is a single door?
Yes.
In this area?
Where do you want to be?
Here?
Yep.
You're depressed. You're probably dragging in the back.
No, actually I'm moping directly behind the warden.
And where's Clark is
right next to me, slobbering, drooling, and consoling me.
Too.
He likes to console or something.
Yes, Kitty, put a laser sight on your grenade launcher.
Boom, boom. I'm 100%. I am 120% more accurate with my grenade launcher.
I have trouble with the grenade launcher.
I usually don't get it, but what I do love doing is I've actually gotten to the point where I can snipe witches and one-shot them with the grenade launcher.
Oh.
You have to hit them spot on in the head.
If you do, they die instantly, and there's no witch corpse to prove that they were ever there.
Sweet.
But you have to hit it just right, otherwise the witch runs towards you. You're
so screwed because it takes so long to reload the damn thing. It's like chat, chat, chat. Oh, I'm dead.
And then of course the teammates are going, "What? Oh, that's a witch."
I need to get.
Oh, bang, bang!
I need to get on the computer so I can play with you, because I can't control the thing with the Xbox controller. I'm like, I can't aim. I'm firing at the sky.
That's one of the reasons why it's so fun, because we're all so bad.
Well, the computer's like, haha, I can snipe you from 15 miles away because I can see your head with my huge resolution. Bang.
But the computer players are
actually fairly decent.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
they're
decent, really
although they are really obnoxious sometimes.
Like, you're firing and it's like they run right in front of you. You're like, clear my line of fire, goddammit.
Or when they're like, shut up, bitch. And you're like,
quit hitting me.
I'd rather play with a bunch of friendly noobs that are going to die horribly than a bunch of elitist pricks.
I'd rather die happily than have to listen to that.
All right.
Yeah.
So how do you open this door, guys? Kicking it in, just...
He's taking the point.
Okay.
The sneaking.
Okie dokie.
Did you open the door quietly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't see.
Oh, they can't hear you.
All right.
Okay, we'll go get your snack, Mr. Whitaker.
Look, Daddy, it's you.
Look, Mr. Bubbles. An angel.
Yep. The second one is...
I haven't played it.
I've been playing a little bit. I think I figured out the twist in this one, though. I think, you know, you play a Big Daddy in this one, right? I think that actually the Big Daddy's not who it points to you to being at the beginning of the game. I think it's another person. Who you're trying to save. Because, you know, those games always have twists in them.
Probably
so.
Be in front. Engineering.
He's in front.
Okay, I needed it.
You didn't put...
Well, I have an engineering of 12.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. You stay up there.
I am a dwarf, for crying out loud. I do get a bonus.
It's okay. I'm out of
set. What of thought?
Engineering of plus 12.
Oh.
I'm like, I know my way around the dungeon. Quick, it's this way to the surface. You're going deeper. I know where I'm going.
Gotta get up. Yeah.
You rolled a critical... You rolled a natural one, didn't you? Yep. Oh, yeah.
Never fear, I'm a dwarf. I know which way's down.
Why is there bright light coming in from that direction? It's the cave fungus. Come on, let's go. Why are there trees out there?
That's
shut
that
up.
Phosphorescent stuff, you
this
know?
This looks promising.
Is that a chest?
No, this. Oh, is it a chest?
Oh, is it a barrel? I can't quite tell.
Maybe it is a
monkeys.
Chest.
Poor monkeys.
It looks like a barrel to me at first.
No, we're fighting Battle from Skull Pass. Battle of Skull Pass. I lost my cannon.
Too bad.
You see, it's like a cat.
I wasted a feed on weapon perfect.
Our
cannons
got snipped and clipped this week. It was so
they
funny
their
with
cones
their cones.
Their heads.
So they couldn't clean themselves.
Oh yeah. And so everyone kept trying, and she's like.
She sat there. She'd lick the cone. Like she'd hold her arm out and go like, and she'd be licking the cone. We were like, it's not doing.
Did they do the, funny thing or the wobbly walk when they got back? Like
a little bit, yeah.
I remember when Boris got fixed.
They were pretty funny.
All he did was sleep on me for like the next 3 days.
Yeah.
They slept a lot.
Violated.
Man.
I
hope
they put those in the
right
bag. Alright. Yes, you open up this room, and it is a dank room. There are sconces that light the place. First thing that catches your eye, obviously, is a large hobgoblin. Clad in black leather armor and wearing a leather mask to hide his face.
With glow stick.
There is a torture rack in the center of the room. And then several goblins with bows. And then at the edge of your eye over here, you see a goblin warrior. As you guys open the door, some of them turn and go. we need initiative.
Remember to add two because you're nearly.
Should we subtract two since you're depressed?
No, because you want to get the hell away from me.
Okay.
Okay. What'd you get?
15.
Oh, that's pretty good.
For short, stubby legs, you kidding? That rocks!
I took math before I came here.
Alright, Cariona, what'd you get?
20.
20. Felda.
15.
What did Clark get?
Andre.
Clark.
A 2.
11.
Wow, really?
Rogar, what did you get?
Rogar, that's you.
Ragnar, what did you get?
I got a 24.
Oh, good.
And Donna?
11. I go with Clark.
I'm sorry.
Anybody want a muffin?
I'm good.
I'm sorry, mixed berries or blueberries?
They have a blueberry muffin.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't like the mixed berries one. It was good, but I don't think you like raspberries.
They have chocolate chips in them.
Uh-huh. The raspberry was counterparted nicely with the chocolate chips.
Yeah, raspberries. Yeah.
They're good if you have chocolate with them.
There's chocolate in
them. No, not really. Okay. I don't like raspberry in almost any form.
Never had blueberry chocolate chip.
Me either until today.
Tasty.
Thanks. I made them this morning.
It tastes like baby.
I knew I should have made brownies today.
Oh, brownies were rocked.
That's why he didn't make them.
I got up there early and was like,
well, I can make them while we're gaming.
Sleeping,
it's not like it takes that much work.
I make muffins.
But let's face it, hot brownies are the best.
Mm-hmm.
They're only
hot brownies with ice cream.
8 points apiece?
8 points apiece.
Something like that.
Alright.
7 or 8 points apiece, they're bad. Really bad for you.
Especially without
their teeth. Wow, that's a special tank, Kitty.
Yeah, so you're scratching there for a while.
I looked at the right stuff. There we go.
I need stuff.
You can't eat the earth. That's where I keep all my stuff.
Don't speak your crazy mind.
Oh, what about the moon? Well, I guess there's nothing on the moon. Yeah, you can have a bite of the moon. Know how in continuity the moon always bite out of
like you've surprised. Looks like you've surprised most of them except for the goblin warrior, who seems to have heard the door opening. Ragnar, you are up first.
Hi. Will you be my friend?
Oh.
I guess I'll have to kill you then.
Do I have a choice?
Or shield strike.
Okay.
Squish.
Make your attack.
Said squish.
Unnatural 20.
That will hit. I'm assuming it's versus AC.
Yeah.
You should put the cheese in front of me. Oh, my drink is in my bag and I'm going to put it in the fridge.
6 points of damage.
Hmm? My drink is in my bag and I'm going to put it in the fridge.
My pencil didn't break. There we go. You smack him thusly. He goes, ow! Asshole. Cariona, you're up.
Sorry, I don't speak your crazy moon language.
Okay.
I go.
And you just point back at Clark and goes,
you can move through the squares of other players, right? So you can just go straight through instead of.
Your allies don't impede your movement.
3, 4.
Why don't you do this? We're here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You can move diagonally, you just can't move diagonally
through
around hard corners.
So if you start here, you can move diagonally through these squares, though.
To there.
2, 3, 4. And this over here, now that you're in the room, looks to be a big empty cage.
Hey, you.
Oh, that can be a good thing. Okay.
You're going to mark him, I take it?
yes.
You're going to use purple, right?
They look like basically the crates, are exactly what they look like, crates and boxes.
Okay.
Anybody else need any marks?
1, 2.
I don't think I do. To pass them over just in case.
You got brown, orange, green, or purple?
I'll take the smallest set.
Right next to the goblin warrior there is an Iron Maiden.
Let's push him in the Iron Maiden and close it.
Awesome. No, it's the band Iron Maiden.
Okay. I'm going to use careful attack on him with my crossbow.
Then this is a cauldron that is boiling.
Ooh.
Smells like dinner's on.
Yeah, I think that was the last prisoners that were here.
I got 24 to hit him.
To hit him?
Yeah.
Okay. That will hit him. It's assuming that's versus AP.
Uh-huh. And then I have...
You have the Hunter's thing on him.
The Hunter's Quarry on him
so
as well.
So you have a D6 damage to what you roll.
So plus one D6.
And a D8. All right. What's your crossbow damage? Or
1d6 plus 3 damage.
You're using the
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's your short sword.
Yeah, I had a moment.
That's okay.
1d10.
1d10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is
that's
one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And a d6 from the Hunter Smart.
Plus 2.
So... Nice.
12. 12, yeah. Well, plus 2, so...
Yeah, that's 10 12. Plus 2
oh,
is 12.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't worry.
My head is not working today.
You
he takes 12 points of damage from an arrow to his chest. Dunk.
Take that!
Ouch.
Damn, how do they fit the entire Iron Maiden band 12. In one square?
To stack them. Tall room.
Yeah.
They're using the Warhammer Fantasy building rules. Alright, well, he gets hit.
Boom, 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 boom.
And he yells out.
Point to Clark. Clark goes.
Clark's around the corner. He can't see.
I'm sure his clock is still good.
That was on a 20, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
you're my only.
I made it mad.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Ooh. He runs up to you and will attempt to skewer you with his spear that he has. But doubtful that a 14 will hit your AC?
Did not hit my AC.
Yelled at you.
Now he's in the doorway.
Rogar, you're up.
Oh. Never mind.
There's
the door going out.
You have
with
to
the guy.
I'll just swing at him because he's in my way. Why is everyone always in my way? I was going to go and help defend the warden, but no, I can't even do that anymore.
Tears splattered your vision there, yes. Velda!
I'm going to push past him and just body check this goblin thing.
Oh, you're
going to
bull rush him?
Yeah, I'm just going to. My object is to check him and push him back a square. That way we can get into the room.
Alright, you need to do a strength attack. So whatever your...
like plus 5?
No, bonus it's plus
is,
4.
It's not your modifier, it's whatever the bigger bonus is.
Strength or what?
Whatever your strength is, plus half your level, column, I think.
So it's plus 5.
Strength, it's going to be a 5. Okay.
When you make checks with your abilities, that's 18. The thing you're going to use. So 18, and it's going to be versus his lovely fortitude, which is less than that. You push him
one square that way, and then you move into his square.
Ah! Excellent. Clear the door!
Well, a bull rush is a standard action, so you've moved, and that was a move in the bull rush. So you do have a minor action left if you want to try to do something with minor action. If not, we move on. They are surprised this turn, so Belladonna is up next.
You can now move in the door.
Oh.
Because you can move through spaces of friendlies.
If I stand behind him, her, you...
Belda.
Can I see into the room?
You can move into the room.
You can move through friendly space.
Yeah, but that would be moving into threatened space.
Yeah, he would provoke from him.
Right, so if I move into this square, can I see into the room?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right now, you know, sort of can see into that area.
So you can see him and you can see...
this. The only guys that you probably wouldn't be able to see from here is going to be this guy.
Okay.
Reach out and slap him!
I would like to attempt Storm Spike on...
On the big hobgoblin in the leather mask.
This is wisdom versus
the hobgoblin
flex.
In the good suit.
Yeah. He stole my costume.
Yes, he did.
He's got to die.
Mm-hmm.
Hobgoblin's got to die. All
right, what's it versus?
Wisdom versus
reflex.
Okay,
17.
What do you
get? 16.
Yeah,
16.
That'll hit.
1d8 plus 3. Seven.
Takes, at lightning damage on him. Mm-hmm. And he has to move at least 2 squares on his next turn if he doesn't want to take more damage.
Zap.
Now, does he know that?
I don't know.
Well, he's probably going to move anyway.
No, he's surprised this round, isn't he?
Yes, he's surprised this round.
Does he move after her or before her?
He's going to go after her, so he will take more damage here shortly.
So he can't move because he's surprised. Right. So he takes just your wisdom modifier, right?
So Clark goes next.
On the next turn.
Go, yeah. Clark!
Clark's like, steward through the head. Crit. Death. Instant death.
Yeah, he might not take
Jesus. Clark just goes,
he will go ahead and hop
around. Actually, the Bullywug God in disguise. Just because he can.
No. Let's see. How can he not provoke?
I'm Oladomra.
Just step back there and throw a spear across us all.
Yeah, since friendlies don't block, he'll chuck it at him.
Alrighty. He will have some cover. So he'll have cover, so -2 penalty to the attack roll.
Why don't you attack him?
If you attack him, he won't have cover.
That's fine. Then I'll just skewer him. It's a 22.
Yup.
22.
Yeah, that hits.
Freaking love Clark.
Oh, he's like, EB.
9.
EB.
Ouch.
9 points?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, max damage.
Clark, you're my friend.
No,
still up. He's not bloody.
Alright.
Now he takes
3 points of damage.
3 points?
It's wisdom. He takes the wisdom modifier in the next if they can't move in their next turn.
Actually, my wisdom
modifier is like 4 now, isn't it? Wisdom. It is 4. He takes 4 points of damage and he takes an extra point from the last thing because we calculated
plus half
one.
My level.
Yeah, that's what you always add in.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't add that into damage, no.
Oh.
Okay, so it's just
damage
a 3.
Damage is always just a wisdom modifier.
Okay, so it's just a 3 then.
Not the check. Okay. We are back to the top with Ragnar.
Well.
Yeah, I rolled his surprise check. He got a 1. He's like, I like boiling things. Do. Ow!
Lightning!
That's crying.
Well,
you know hobgoblins?
Can I shift past this to shift here?
No.
Okay.
That
I was just curious, because...
terrain in the way, I'm afraid.
Beat the archer senseless.
I will try to hit him again with another Earthshield spike.
Okay.
Or Earthshield strike. Sorry. 20, a natural.
That will hit.
12 points of damage.
Nice.
Max. I just.
He is bloodied now. Right? Ah! Starts crying.
Whiner.
That was your standard action.
I will. Actually, you know what? I think I'm gonna mark him and then shift here so we get a flank bonus.
Okay. Cariona, you're on deck.
3-5.
I would shift back a square and shoot his ass again.
That's what I was thinking.
So you shift back. Okay.
Sure. What about your wolf? Oh, no, you don't want to move him because he's going to get an attack of opportunity on him.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to move him over here.
Okay.
Shoot him!
Wow. That hits.
Is that a lot?
That's a 19.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to have a 20?
Natural
crit?
20s are the only way to crit now.
Okay.
And
there's not even an improved crit range thing in there anymore, is it? Is there?
But the weapons are all 20s or crit.
Yeah.
Okay.
9. 11.
Plus. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Of 11?
Yeah, so he's up to 23? Yikes.
He is way bloody now.
Yeah!
The goblins are like...
What did we do to deserve this?
We were just fixing dinner.
No, no, he doesn't want to be bloody.
Oh, that's right there.
But he's determined. He shifts over. And is trying to stab you with the spear.
We'll see about that.
We will. If I can find his spear, there it is.
Damn, I should have marked him.
Go ahead and Benny that, because it's funny and I got plenty. Does a 19 hit your AC?
Yes.
You take a mighty 7 points of damage.
My AC is a 21 right now.
I'm a legal drinking age with my AC.
Yay! You're a dwarf. You've been legal drinking age since you were born.
Yes.
Dwarf's going, you've been drinking since you were 12. Months old.
Seconds old. what do you think?
They pulled you. They cut your cord.
And they plugged you. Like.
Exactly.
Malted scotch, of course. It's good vintage. All right. That's what he does. Rogar, you're up.
You can now move into the room without...
Velda, you're on deck after that.
Can you move into the room now without causing anything?
No, he's still threatening her space. Awesome. Not for long.
Then
make
I,
me do something.
Yes, I will move adjacent. Let's see, do I have to be adjacent to the ally?
I'm just at the doorway. Diagonally.
I have to be within melee range of the creature, so move me next to the goblin.
Here?
Okay, you will provoke.
Not there, the square in front of Clark.
Okay.
Right here.
You will provoke, moving, because you have to
move
go
through the door.
Through there to there, so you will provoke an attack. 23 versus AC.
That'll hit.
I'm immune to damage.
You take a mighty 3 points of damage that you're not immune to.
Damn. It wasn't damage. It was something else. I'm bloodied. I've taken 4.
It was harsh language.
And then
it
I
it was really something about your mother, and it was just like, ow.
Could you please hit him? I don't think I can do it again.
You didn't do it yet.
No, I can't.
Like, certainly! Whoa! Crap. Alright. Well, Velda, you're up now. It is your turn.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's all my fault.
Yes, it is. It's all his fault.
How many hit points do you have?
I have 44 total, but okay. I'm at 38 right now.
Okay, we're not worried then.
No, I'm not in any trouble yet.
I was like, It is but a scratch.
It's like guts hanging out, eyeball missing. It's just a scratch!
Sonny of flesh.
I've had worse.
I'm going to swing on the warrior.
Your bloody arms off!
No, it is not.
24 to hit.
24 to hit? Will hit, yes.
12 damage.
Yeah, he does. A lot of death right there.
Get out of my way!
The goblin explodes.
Exploded.
Now I'm going.
Splattering sound as goblin pieces go everywhere.
Going to move. Get out of the doorway.
Shift.
I don't need to shift. I just move.
Oh, that's right. You used to do standard action.
Yep. 2, 3.
You can't shift. You can't go by that. You have to go 1, 3, 4. Yeah. Sorry, I asked about that because I wanted to shift around it so I could bump both of them.
The
couldn't.
Table, I'm afraid, is in the way.
Let's just break the damn table. Let's break the table.
Okay. All the goblin sharpshooters get to go. Not surprised this turn. So, let's see.
Weren't you next to him?
Yeah, I shifted back so we could get a flanking bonus on him.
Ah,
and he
moved. Okay.
Bastard. I should have shifted and then marked him because the instant he attacked you, I would have gone.
Still made him go squish.
Yeah. And now you can mark him and fire him.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
If he moves from there to there, do I get an attack? No,
he shifts back.
No.
When he is back.
I have a quick question. When he moved from here to here, he would have had to go...
No, because he could have gone through his space.
Go through his
right,
space.
I keep forgetting they can do that. Never mind.
It's not
disregard!
Like, it's not like...
Three.
Yeah, 3.5.
Uh-huh.
We can't really truly move through an enemy space, or...
Oh, gosh.
I think I'm going to adopt that rule, though, that you can move through friendly spaces, though. That makes sense. I'm sure they do it in Pathfinder. I think I'm actually going to upgrade my system to Pathfinder once I have money to buy it.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's $65 a book?
40 or 50.
Well, since the two dwarves are the scariest things in the room, and they are goblins, and they all go, "Gah, I hate dwarves!" Two of them are shooting at Belda, who just splattered one of their friends, and one of them is shooting at
rushed
you.
At them.
So we'll do the one on you first.
21.
He misses horribly. And then one on you, hitting a 27 AC and a 14 AC.
No.
So, yes on the first one, no on the second?
Oi,
yes,
on you shot Belda! It's time for you to die!
Hobgoblin goes, are there dwarves in here?
8 points of damage.
Okay.
And Belladonna, you're up.
Alright, I'm going to attempt Frost Flash on him.
Are you
going to
move out of the door?
Nope.
Okay.
Frost Flash!
What's it do?
Freezes him.
It's Wisdom versus Fortitude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Benny! Here, Benny, Benny, Benny!
Here, Benny, 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 Benny!
No.
11.
Ooh, Benny!
Miss.
Versus what?
Fortitude.
Does not hit this Fortitude.
Is that, it's an encounter power?
Yep.
It's gone, you can't use it again.
I know.
It's not. Unfortunately, it's not reliable.
I understand what encounter means.
Well, I was looking to see if it had a reliable on it.
Yeah, some have the reliable keyword. Usually it's daily stuff might have that.
I don't know anything that says that.
Clark. Yeah, usually fighters get it.
Haha, now you're a furry. Okay, sorry.
Clark!
He'll go ahead and hop in and chuck a spear at the wounded one.
Which one? How far?
The bloodied one.
He's a spear.
No, how far does he want to hop into the room? One, two.
Three, four.
Or,
And then two over. Yep.
Which one is he chucking at?
That one?
Mm-hmm. The one in the back.
Beep it. With a
20.
20. Yikes.
Nice. Yes.
And it was immediately 7. Infected.
How much? 7? Mm-hmm. He's still up as the devil and goes, thwang.
The smell!
And the hobgoblin torturer gets to go.
I'm going over here going.
I thought he was the female dwarf.
I know, I'm trying to draw his attention.
He pulls out a poker from underneath the fire.
Yikes!
So he has a red hot poker. And we'll go over to you.
And it worked! I don't understand your crazy moon language!
Oh, I understand that. My mother was a saint!
23 versus 18.
That'll hit.
Ouch.
Just barely, but it'll hit.
Doing a mighty 6 points of damage plus 2 ongoing fire.
Ow!
Save ends.
Oh, I get to do that at the beginning of my next turn, because I'm a warden.
Yep,
I don't have to take the damage. I go, oof.
Do not forget.
So I take 8 points of damage so far.
Alright, and we are back up to the top with Ragnar.
Oh, I took 4 points. I have... Okay, I was at 40, so I'm at 32 now. Okay.
Ragnar, you're up.
What kind of save is that for?
It's a 10 plus. That's what all saves are.
Yeah. No.
So no. So you will take 2 points of damage.
No, I won't.
Benny, that 2 points of damage. Okay, you're not taking the damage. You guys are rewarded.
Okay, I'm doing as a minor action in the form of the fearsome ram. And then, I go. And I hit him with a form of the fearsome ram attack. Okay. Which actually, what happens from a moment, I shift back, and then as my attack, it does a charge, okay. Basically. It's strength versus fortitude, and I shift my speed. So I'm just like, I just shift back, and then BAM! Yeah. And of course, he's marked as for free. So he doesn't. So he plays with only me.
So you mark him first, and then you do your thing.
Yeah. And then let's see. See if I can hit.
Oh,
nice.
Double damage would be 4 weapon damage plus strength modifier.
Well, we'll see what card gets. It's actually going to be max damage.
Max damage?
And what is it you're hitting him with?
It's a weapon attack. It's a crushing weapon. I think it's a Dwarven Warhammer. No, it's a battle axe. It's slashing. I'm sorry.
It would be slashing. Roll a d4, please.
One.
All right. Taking one ongoing damage. Because as you're basically coming down, you slash him across the face.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts bleeding down into his eyes.
Yep.
And he's like, ah!
He takes 22 points of damage.
And you do just max damage.
So it's just 22 points of damage. Two weapon damage plus two. So 22 points of damage. And then he is shift three spaces. One, two, three, and is knocked prone.
Okay. Hang on.
So I knock his ass into the boiling cauldron.
You ram him into the, into the fire pit, basically. Let's see.
He goes,
bad boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He goes, ah! In the cauldron.
Yeah, so he's splashing around in the cauldron. Ah!
Someone put a lid on that
swearing
thing.
Swearing and in various forms of goblin. Cariona, you're up next.
Wow, 22 points of damage didn't bloody him. Awesome.
Oh, no, he's bloody.
Oh, he
way
is.
Way bloody.
Oh.
Way.
Did you knock him in the cauldron?
Yes, I did. I used my form of fearsome ram attack on him and slammed him. I critted. Did 22 points of damage to him and shifted him back three squares and he fell on the pall.
And he's bleeding in his face.
Yeah, and I cut him across the face.
Someone put a lid on that thing.
Marked. Oh, this guy is no longer marked by me, by the way. It wears off when I'm not near it or around.
Cariona.
She marked him with the hunter's aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Three. Four.
You can move diagonally, remember.
Right.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Game spot. Okay. I'm going to...
She marked him with the hunter's quarry.
Just mm-hmm. careful attack against him.
That's a 15, so...
7.
22. AC.
Guy in the back corner?
Uh-huh. This guy right here. No, this guy right here.
Okay,
AC
okay.
20. Save versus AC 22. She got a 22.
That will hit him.
Do your damage. Do your worst.
4, 5, 6. 6 points of damage.
Not your worst, but good enough. Better than me.
6 points?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See?
He is not bloodied yet. Goblin Warrior gets to go. Oh, wait, he's dead. Right, so just take him off the roster there. Rogar!
His little spirit's crying.
They're going, hey!
Pulls out a little harp. And then the demon reaches up, grabs him.
Yes, and then the Norfolk's leg thing. Go!
And I'm like, I'm so confused.
Okay. Throw the harp back out.
Scoot it over and hit the warden so I can heal.
I will run up and get a 19 versus AC.
On this poor guy.
Another guy? Okay. We will
he
give
is prone.
Him, we will give him cover. for being in the cauldron, actually.
it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
But he is prone.
He is prone, yes. So he is granted combat advantage, so you're at a minus 3 overall.
Okay, so that would be a 16 then.
That will hit him.
Okay.
As you go... Boom.
That'll be 12.
And he stops flailing around.
Shut up.
You're like, be quiet, you're making my head...
Who's hungry?
Second Zatoichi where the guy tries to sneak up on Zatoichi in the end with the sword, goes, yeah. He just elbows him into the water, and he's like, he goes, huh, I wonder who that was. Mustn't have been anybody important. It was like the second in charge of the Yakuza in the area. And he's like drowning in the water because he's in full armor. He's like, and he like shows the water, and you just see bubbles go, at the end of the movie. That was an awesome movie, by the way. Is that Zatoichi? Blind Swordsman?
It's on Hulu. Zelda, you're up.
All right. One, two, three.
Where were you? Right here?
Right here.
Okay. One, two, three. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I just didn't know if you'd move through a spot where he could attack you.
Nope. And I'm going to hit the one that, or attempt to hit the one that's been bloody.
Okay.
Nope. I'm going to swing and miss.
You're going to think about it.
Swing, bada 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 bada, and not miss.
Oh, and you miss him, so
he gets a free shift. Which he does. He shifts in his turn.
How long does this last for, this form of the fearsome ram? It's a daily power.
Well, we got, is it a...
It says, effect, you assume the guardian form of the fearsome ram until the end of the encounter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
While you're in this form, you gain 2 plus 2 power bonus to speed and plus 2 bonus to charge attack rolls. In addition, when you hit a target with an at-will attack, you push the target 1 square.
All right. We're going to go with the various shots going off. We've got one shot going at you, Belda.
Just one?
Just one. It hits a 21 AC.
That'll hit.
Doing a mighty 10 points of damage.
Ouch.
They're firing crossbows, by the way.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
The other guy shoots at Clark. Clark is... Let's see what he does to himself.
Clark is protected.
Okay, well, that's good to know. He just essentially just misses all targets with cover against him, gain an additional bonus to AC. So, really not a huge thing. But he goes, ha! Ping! And the one guy who's left... He's going to try taking a shot at you, Nathan, but you have cover bonus, so... He gets a mighty 10!
No.
Ding. He actually hits hits the torture rack in the middle. And Belladonna, you're up.
I'll step into the room.
Like, oh, what's going on in here?
I'm going to attack this guy right here.
With your mind. Oh, most of her attacks are ranged.
With mind my bullets!
That's telekinesis. How about the power to move you?
Sorry. My dice don't like me tonight. No smart comeback about when my dice ever like me?
I was going to say that. I was just going to say, you know, you could borrow my dice and ruin them.
Oh, burn! Someone should go on the couch.
Don't say that.
You want to use my dice? They roll well for me. Maybe they'll warm up to you. Well,
alrighty.
I have my other bag of dice.
And Clark.
He will spasmatic hop.
Really? See, the thing is, these dice roll well for me. Before I started.
That's mine.
There you go.
He will miss horribly. Luckily, it's reliable. And then he will then move behind the rack.
Okay.
Sweet.
He goes and cowers behind the rack.
Baby. Baby.
I'll get him and go.
Baby.
Look at him go.
He poops on you. Now, Ragnar, you're up there.
I put a poop on you, and now you're mine.
I killed Clark because he pooped on me.
Yes, but you expect that from Clark now. Like, oh, he pooped on you. That means he likes you. But he poops on everyone. Mm-hmm.
How much does a charge add to your movement?
Charge does not add to your movement.
Your ram form adds 2.
Yeah, so...
That's four.
I was here. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. 5, 6. Mm-hmm. Mark his ass.
Is, 1 or 2 person pain from...
Don't bother doing a personal pan. Get yourselves a large, because they're all... Well, the thing is though, is it's going to be $10 any pizza, any type, any size.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys Production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough Room to Die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making.
secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. This story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain, is they're gonna either have enough room to live, or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com. Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.